Thank you, Winston, and thank you once again to the government of Barbados, UNCTAD, and all of you for joining this fascinating discussion today. I would make two points. One is to pick up on Pascal's call for industry engagement on standards that allow the sector to both know and show that it is operating responsibly. At ICMM, we have developed over the last several years a set of mining principles and performance expectations. So these are a set of 37 performance expectations that can be independently verified and assured at site. So they are a framework for assessing responsible mining management standards at a site level, and ICMM members have committed to disclose those results progressively over time. So we're firm believers in the importance of disclosure and transparency, and it's part, as we look ahead, there has been a lot of focus on the consolidation of ESG reporting standards, of frameworks. There is a thicket of different standards and approaches, and it can be quite difficult to cut through the noise to really understand what performance currently is at a site and to look to comparability. So to say, we fully echo that that call for a greater focus on standards. We're alive to the a desire to cut through the noise and have a clearest framework to support disclosure and engagement. I think the second theme from this conversation I'd pick up to close on is really the importance of collaboration. ICMM brings together a third of global mining to work on a pre-competitive basis together, to collaborate, to identify membership commitments and strengthen performance against those commitments, but then engage across the whole sector with guidance, with knowledge shares, communicating in platforms such as this. But really, almost the more important part is the engagement that the platform of ICMM enables with other stakeholders, and the ability to then engage as a collective with other collectives. So Pascal started with a list of organizations at the international level working on these issues and suggesting there may be a way of a sort of higher organizing framework or organization to oversee them or coordinate them. We work with almost all of those organizations. So whether it's the Extractive Industries Transparency Initiative, the Intergovernmental Forum on Mines, Minerals, Metals, Sustainable Development, OECD, it's really about informing and engaging and understanding where the leading edge of thought and practice is, and being a responsible partner in helping enable the right direction of travel. And it's really, my final reflection is, it's in those platforms which feel often so far from the point of impact. It can feel a million miles away from a mining community in the Mongolian desert or from sub-Saharan Africa and the halls of the Palais des Nations where you are now. But it is absolutely the coordination and engagement of those organizations which in some ways can provide a more level playing field for capacity building. So EITI, the IGF, very focused on these issues around responsible mining, the green transition, the nature crisis, and these interconnected crises that we all need to engage with and respond to really support the green transition with green mining. Thank you.